This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hamas gunmen battled Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza's largest refugee camp on Sunday. We get the latest from this now from Reuters correspondent Insani Blatri.
Fighting rage on Sunday between Hamas militants and Israeli forces in parts of North Gaza. But guerrilla-style Hamas resistance remains fierce in pockets of a heavily urbanized area. That includes parts of Gaza City and the sprawling Jabalia and beach refugee camps. Witnesses reported heavy fighting overnight between Hamas gunmen and Israeli ground forces trying to advance in Jabalia.
Reuters correspondent Insani Blatri, there is growing hope on Sunday that a significant number of hostages could be released soon by Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Argentina holding a presidential runoff election Sunday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports it's a nail-biter.
Argentines have begun voting in a presidential runoff, pitting the candidate of the ruling Peronist Party against a populist anti-establishment candidate whose election could swing the country to the right amid discontent over soaring inflation. Pre-election polls, which have been notoriously wrong in the past in the country, show a statistical tie between Javier Milei, a self-described anarcho-capitalist who's drawn frequent comparisons with former US President Donald Trump, and Economy Minister Sergio Massa. On Massa's watch, inflation has soared to more than 140% and poverty has increased. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gale force winds, heavy rains and snow hit large parts of Bulgaria, claiming the lives of two people, causing severe damage and disrupting power. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian army said Sunday it's pushed Russian forces back 3 to 8 kilometers from the banks of the Dnipro River. If confirmed, this would be the first meaningful advance by Kyiv's forces months into its counteroffensive. A Ukrainian community group in Finland has brought a destroyed Russian tank to a Helsinki square to raise awareness of the war. The Ukrainian Association in Finland, which represents Ukrainians living there, installed the tank near Helsinki's Parliament House. Nadia Fedorova is a Ukrainian activist.
We decided to bring this tank as the material evidence of brutality of this war, so everybody could with their eyes to see it and somehow to activate them with support for Ukraine.
On Sunday, dozens of Ukrainians gathered near the tank and held a rally. More than 500 Rohingya refugees, originally from Myanmar, landed on the shores of Indonesia's Aceh province on Sunday. It's the fourth wave of arrivals this week, according to the United Nations. That takes the total to 1,000. Myanmar refugees now living in India have described on Sunday their harrowing experiences during a recent upsurge in fighting between ethnic minority insurgent groups and the country's military junta.
Some people are very scared and hiding inside the houses, even though they are breaking their door and let them to come out. In that time, it's very worse.
In late October, three ethnic minority insurgent groups launched what they call Operation 1027, based on the date of their offensive, October 27th, to take on junta troops near Myanmar's border with China, winning control of several towns and more than 100 military outposts.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so.
Taylor Swift has postponed a concert in Rio de Janeiro after a 23-year-old fan died during her Friday night show. The singer said in a handwritten note posted on Instagram the decision made due to the extremely hot weather in the Brazilian city. The cause of death for the fan is not yet been announced, but concertgoers complained they were not allowed to take water into the venue, the Nilton Santos Olympic Stadium, despite the soaring temperatures in Rio on Friday. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.